If you work for the federal government, be ready to roll up your sleeve. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They may be next to deal with yet another vaccine mandate. Fox's Rachel Sutherland's live at the White House.
Outsider.
Dave, the federal government is the nation's largest employer with more than 2 million workers. The Biden administration could announce as soon as tomorrow that all federal workers will be required to get vaccinated or face regular testing. President Biden referred to the possible directive Tuesday during a visit to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Here he is.
That's under consideration right now, but if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you were.
The Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel issued an opinion stating private businesses and public entities, including schools, are free to impose vaccine requirements. Dave?
Rachel, this after revised CDC guidelines for vaccinated Americans to put masks back on indoors in areas with high COVID rates. Critics call it a flip-flop, but Biden advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci tells MSNBC,
"The CDC hasn't changed, and the CDC hasn't really flip-flopped at all. What's happened is that when that earlier recommendation was made, we were dealing predominantly with the Alpha variant.
Now it's Delta causing case numbers to rise to levels not seen since February. A short time ago in the House,
the chair wishes to inform all members and staff that masks will once again be required in the hall of the House.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi, she fined some members for violating an earlier mandate, prompting Republican Congressman Ralph Norman to sue.
The bottom line is the Pelosi regime is nothing but theatrics, display of power, and pure politics.
The convict you might have watched on the Making a Murderer Netflix show is lost in court in Wisconsin. Stephen Avery's request for a hearing on new evidence for a new trial was rejected. He's in prison for life for 2005 murder. That show questioned his conviction. America's listening to Fox News.
Ad paid for by MaxFace Marketing. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-495-4683. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file the claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now. 800-495-4683. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-495-4683. That's 800-495-4683.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros have been serving Arizona for over 20 years, and we're here to remind you that, yeah, we got tires for that. We also do alignments, brakes, oil changes, AC work, inspections, preventive maintenance, and more. Get your tires at any of our four Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations, or use the Tire Finder online at edwhiteheadstirepros.com to choose the perfect tire, or make your appointment. Free pickup and drop-off for a hassle-free experience. Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros. Yeah, we got tires for that.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is Chamber Chatter, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce,
And as always, we have Russ Clark, and he has a microphone today. Good morning, Russ.
All right.
And we're going to have a lot of fun this morning because we are talking with Rafi Asmar, one of the owners of the V Fun Factory in Wayland's Water World. Good morning, Rafi.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great so far.
Okay, so my first question that came to mind when I knew you were going to be in this morning is, so what made you want to buy a, like, Z Fun Factory in Wayland's Water World, like a water park?
So it wasn't really a planned thing to move forward on. Our partners, one and one, kind of got, you know, their heads together, and we saw the property up for sale, and we went for grabs. We didn't sit there and, you know, plan to buy the water park. We actually just came across what we were looking into, and we, you know, put our heads together and ended up buying it. And, you know, now the moment we're in is, you know, 2 years along. We took over in November 2019, was our first year. And, you know, we've been going ever since.
And you've had some challenges since then, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Multiple challenges. Obviously, the biggest one is COVID.
Right.
Obviously. And, I mean, we had the struggles of being to operate or open up the first season that we took over due to COVID for the water park. Z Fun Factory itself was open. We just had the difficulty of the water park opening up due to COVID.
Did the restaurant remain open the whole time?
Yes, we did open back up in July. We did close down mid-March till July. But the restaurant and the go-karts and the arcade, the mini-golf, all that was opened in July. We took a lot of more measures, more staffing to really cover cleaning, so on and so forth. But we did remain open from July till today.
So not exactly what you expected, I'm sure.
No, nowhere near, but we got through it.
But I did read that parks, like water parks, amusement parks, those kind of things, are all starting to bounce back. Are you starting to see that as well?
Absolutely. Obviously, it's from the community. Can't be thankful enough. They are giving us, they're showing us some, you know, hope into this place. They do. They're the ones that allow us to kick back, you know, and open the doors for everyone to come in and to be able to upgrade with this place. So, yes, we're able to see the difference, and we're definitely going to have some more upgrades.
I'm curious, you're a young guy. What's your favorite thing to do there?
You know what? I don't really do much there. I'm always working.
You're working?
I'm constantly working.
You do need someone to help you test.
Yeah.
I can test things for you.
Well,
no, I'm going to test the go-kart.
You know where we're at if you want to come by.
Yeah.
So basically, I mean, I know you've got a lot of plans coming up. We talked about this earlier, nothing set in stone, but tell me all the exciting things that are going on.
Well, our biggest goal for this place is we're actually going with this place. The hotel is... like how we spoke earlier, is nothing really solid on what's going on, but we are planning to put a hotel. The county did approve us for a hotel on the property. It's still in the works. You know, we're still working on some plans and, you know, some things for the hotel of the design and line out. That's the major one we're working on. And another big one is we are planning to put a wave pool into, you know, incorporate it right with the water park. So you can't have a water park without a wave pool. I mean, that's just my personal opinion.
Sounds like you do.
You have to have a a wave pool in the water park.
You don't have one yet.
We don't have one yet, no. Okay. Our plan is to have one in there, but we don't know when. It just depends.
And explain to me a wave pool. You're talking about just something for basically young kids, very young kids.
Well, it can be young. I mean, it's not really dedicated for a certain age. It's more of a kickback on a tube, and you know, wave push you back and forth.
Okay.
We're planning for that. We can't guarantee anything yet. It just depends really on the county.
I've been to those before. Sometimes they can get aggressive, I guess.
Correct.
I mean, I've seen people surf in them.
Oh, not wave pool that big.
Okay.
Those are more of the flow ride.
But I mean, okay. And they've got the... but you've checked out that technology.
Correct. But
you're not going to get anything that just doesn't put out a six-foot wave. Right?
Yeah, no. Can't do that.
But I know the ones... gosh, I think it was in San Diego. That was always one of the bigger attractions as far as being wall-to-wall people would go in those things.
Oh, absolutely. There's, I mean, all different sizes and portions. It just really, to us, is just something that, it's more of a pool that you can go in and it has the waves, but it at the same time, it gives you a chance to really kick in one area with the family. As of right now, it's the Lazy River is what everyone does, and it's beautiful. I feel like you need a place that you can all gather up in
one. That's got to be a major construction. I mean, those things.
Absolutely.
Those things are powerful. I mean, it has to be powerful motors that are going to create that kind of activity.
Absolutely.
Worth it.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. I want one in my backyard.
I don't know if that's a great idea in the backyard, but
I can't imagine. I mean, there's not that many of them around. I mean, they're in parks. I know that, but man, you have to go to San Diego for that.
Absolutely. But well, just it's a matter of time working with people, seeing who can and who can't.
Again, I want to be your tester. I mean, I'll go out and test them.
More than welcome. We ain't changing locations, so you can come in at any time.
That's great. I'd like to see that, but. When you mentioned a hotel,
yes.
Now, how much property is your footprint? I mean, you've got enough room there.
Well, it's about 20 plus acres on the location. There's on the right side of the property there is a batting cage area, and right behind it's all property land, and that's where we plan to, you know, put the hotel, and that's where we're turning the water park into a resort, resort style to really. You have the option when, if you're visiting or not visiting, even if you're, I mean, it can be anywhere around that's even close by. If you do bundle in with, it'll be more of a getaway, and, you know,
sure. Have you had any discussions with hotel chains on type of hotel and what you're looking for?
Not really had any discussions on what chains, because we are planning to do it private, to keep it up.
Okay. And so you're not necessarily looking for the Hilton or something, but you're
not
looking more like the La Fuente,
which
is very popular here.
Correct.
And they do a great job.
Absolutely.
But they're not a national chain.
No, it's more of a private hotel. But this one, in essence, is the difference is it comes with the amenities of the park. That's where we plan to team it out with the park. It just really depends. We're working on it tirelessly. I mean, or phone calls every day to figure some things out for it.
Are you looking for additional partners to come in and do the hotel, or are you looking to absorb it within the existing structure?
Correct. It's to be absorbed within.
Big deal.
It is. But I mean, I believe that Yuma and all around, I feel like they'll give us a chance. So far, can't be thankful enough. They are showing us. So we will within the partners that we have right now, we will definitely push forward for it.
You have any idea on the room size you're looking for?
Not quite.
You know, I mean, I know you're not going to do the MGM Grand, do 5,000 rooms or anything.
No, definitely not that much.
But
a good portion size. We're still working.
You're looking like a few hundred rooms.
Give or take.
Okay. I mean, and that's huge, man.
Oh.
Hopefully you got a good banker.
Absolutely.
That's not small construction.
No. It's going to take a lot.
But now, because you're tied to the restaurant and everything else, would you build just a hotel with no other internal into the hotel? Like, you know, most bigger hotels or destination hotels will have their own restaurant and pools and stuff. Or have you even thought that through?
Actually, we did. But that one is more of just to wait to see what's coming.
Okay.
Because we do have multiple different plans, and I don't want to mention them
I was trying to get into the executive session here and find out what's being discussed behind them.
I would love to, but we'd like to guarantee some things before we.
I'd be curious as to which way you go and what you're looking for, because, you know, hotels are 24/7.
Well, hey, absolutely.
But your restaurant isn't.
No.
You know, so there would have to be. I mean, that'd be a long discussion. There's a lot of stuff to decide on what you're doing and what direction you're going to go in order to put that package together.
And
it's good that you're having it. Now, how many people do you have that you discuss these things with?
We're a total on property. We're four partners, but we do have three more partners that are out, I mean, not on the property.
Okay.
They're kind of in Phoenix.
Advisors and stuff, too?
Absolutely. We're on the phone calls every day. Right. Back and forth with them, whatever we need to discuss, and, you know, whatever the plans are for the future. So, when we come into our meeting, we're about seven of us that we sit down and talk about all these plans.
That'd be a fun meeting, actually. You need to take a break.
Okay, and with that, I guess we do have to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
The monsoon moisture returns by the end of the week, not only bringing us needed rain, but also helping to cool things down. It's a hot day, though, today. 110 the high today, 112 tomorrow. The sale's on at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Stock up for school with 40 to 70% off almost everything and deals from $13. Find it all at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com through August 10th. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Tune in each morning for the Fox News Rundown, brought to you by Yuma International Airport, home to four car rental agencies that are open early and close late, giving you more bang for your buck. Yuma International Airport, we've got your travel covered.
Are you struggling to find quality employees? Tired of placing the same old Sunday classifieds or getting lost in the online job boards and getting the same results? Then you need to call us today at 344-4980 and put radio to work for you. It's fast. Place an ad today and have it on air tomorrow. Whether you're looking for hourly workers or to fill highly specified job descriptions, placing an ad on radio will help you fill these positions quickly. Call 344-4980 today and put radio recruitment to work for you.
With Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I am Kimberly Kale, the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, and of course we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
And we have this morning, we're talking about Fun Place, the Fun Factory, Wayland's Water World, and we have Rafi Asmar from the Fun Factory. Good morning.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. And so we've been talking about all the great things that you have coming up soon, but you've already added some stuff. We talked about, I'm relatively new to town. I didn't know the bumper boats were new.
Absolutely. The boats just came in February. They've been out for a while. We brought them in, and they've been working ever since February. It's a great attraction. I love it personally myself, and I see that the people are enjoying it themselves as well.
So you did test something out.
I did. I had to when it came in to make sure it's safe.
And we kind of talked a little bit earlier. I don't think we were on the air, about the go-karts.
Yes.
And you've made some changes to those as well?
We did tune them more of, instead of changing them, but we are in the works actually of doing some light remodeling into the go-karts, not with the go-karts themselves, the track itself, to, you know, make it look a little more, a little bit different.
Can we make it a road track? I'd like to go around the new hotel, you know, in some ways, and get around back. I mean, I'd like to like a 2-mile road track.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it just could be hard to supervise.
Yeah.
You don't know when I'm out of sight what I'm going to do. You know?
That's for sure.
For sure.
But it is a nice try. It's fun.
It is.
The way it is.
It is.
I mean, I'm serious about the road track. I think that would be more fun, but I would understand the constraints.
Absolutely.
They're not cheap to put out.
No.
No, and can we trust you with a go-kart when you're over behind the hotel? And
they have them tuned down.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well, you're going to have to come test them out now to really
see. You think they're a little better. And I've done it. And when my kids were a little smaller and they were at home instead of traveling the world, we would do the go-kart races. But they were so equally matched and slow. You know, I never hit the brake once. I mean, you never had to brake. I mean, they were not going fast enough,
right,
to have to brake for a corner, which I'm like yawning after. Well, and I just like to, you know, I like the racing thing.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's actually fun with the kids and all that kind of stuff. No, you're not going to get a racing experience. It's not to that level.
No, it's
that's
not
a whole different deal.
Correct.
Right.
But you do get the chance to enjoy it with the family.
It is fun.
And, you know,
it is a blast. And yes, I would do it again. Absolutely. Particularly when you're with a group, and it's a group.
Mm-hmm.
Thing and when you can have 3 or 4 people or so and some kids and everything and everyone has equal opportunity, it's kind of hilarious.
Absolutely. I mean, you see everybody just aiming for the first thing.
It's
fun.
It's still a big attraction.
I'm sorry?
A big attraction. I mean, there's a lot of people wanting to do it.
It is. I mean, we're busy with it. Now it's a little bit hot. I can't really blame the people.
There's
but
not a lot of people wanting to be outdoors right now.
Absolutely. But we do evening time, because we do close. Our hours of operation are from 12 to 10 for the Fun Factory. And the attractions, they hold till 10. So we do get a lot of people in the evening time around 7 that will pick up the pace on the go-karts.
Yeah.
So
now, do you do a lot of tracking about your average customers and who they are as far as income levels and things like that?
Not quite.
Okay.
We kind of have our regulars that we see on the daily, but we don't.
And those would be locals, but you're talking about making this more of a destination point.
Absolutely.
And it's, at some point, I didn't know if you had a target market in price. I mean, a target market as far as an income level or, you know, what you're going to cater to.
Well, what we've realized ever since with the water park, especially, we did get a lot of visitors from El Centro, from California. Mm-hmm. We do get a lot of them that come in to visit. So it's not more of targeting a certain area, but we can spread wide enough to really, it can be a destination for anyone. I'm not going to tell you it's going to be huge enough to know where it's worldwide, but who knows?
I think it's enough to do in Yuma that worldwide is normal for us.
I mean,
we have world travelers all the time.
Correct.
But you may not be on the radar at this point.
Absolutely.
But if people are coming to Yuma anyway, it's like, hey, let's bring the kids and park them.
Absolutely.
Over at the park or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And right now, with no hotel and stuff, I mean, hotel will open up a lot of doors, potentially, depending on how the package goes together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it kind of plays a role. It's the same way of going to any resort that I've been to. It's great. You get to, you know, sleep in, wake up the next morning, you're back at the same place. So.
Well, yeah, and if there's business in town, and we have a lot of that with military contracts and other things that are going on in this area, particularly with Border Patrol, Customs official, you name it, our hotels are always filled. People say, who is here? You know, well, it's generally contractors. But the opportunities to bring families and to do those things, and they say, well, we can stay at a hotel that's maybe 2 miles down the road. That's literally what you are. You're two miles down the road. It's not.
Absolutely. There's a couple of hotels actually down the road, and we do partner with them. The hotels that are with us, they're with the water park. We have a water park package with them if they do buy them with the stay. We're testing it out to see if, you know, it really works with, you know, partnering up with hotels to see if to bring in more people out and to see if they're come out to the attractions that we have.
Is that the one with the Holiday Inn Express?
Absolutely.
Yep. Right down the street.
Correct.
Explain your water park now so everybody knows exactly what it is. I mean, what's the size of it and what are the features?
Well, size. I don't know really how to explain that. It's got so many corners in it.
I mean, is it 20 million gallons of water?
Well, no, not 20 million. The lazy river itself is approximately 400,000 gallons.
So you have a lazy river.
Correct. A huge lazy river that goes around the park. The center attraction of it is called a sit zone. It's anywhere ages between, you know, 5 and 15. It's got a bucket on top, and it's got the little, you know, slides for the little small under 48-inch people. And right across from that is we have a little bar that, you know, you could
swim up to.
You can not swim up to, I wish, but you can walk up to it and grab a beer and, you know, hop into the lazy river.
And that's on the outside.
And that's on the outside. Okay. Correct. And on the other side of the bar, there is 14 cabanas that are, you know, you rent out. They have a little couch in there and a table. That, you know, you can rent them out for the day. And the total opposite side from that is two huge slides. Anyone taller than 48 inches. We have the Mat Racer, big orange slide, and the toilet bowl is what we call it, and the single racer red slide. And there's a total of about seven different attractions in the water park for all levels. I mean, we even have a little kiddie pool. It's just like small babies to 2-year-olds.
Now, the slides obviously end up in a pool. Is that a pool that's people are in to swim, or is that just to catch the sliders?
No, it's just to catch the sliders.
Okay.
And
you have a pool other than just the kiddie pool and all that stuff for adults to swim?
That's what we're working on. So
okay.
That's what we're working on.
That's it. And that's part of the wave pool thing.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Wow. So you've already got And it's big. It's impressive when you drive by. You see the colors. Mm-hmm. You see the slides.
Absolutely.
You see the stuff, and you know something's there.
Oh, yeah. No.
And I love the construction of the building.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's different. It's definitely different. When we did see it, I fell in love with it the minute I walked in. So, yeah. I mean, it gets me by every day. I love the plans. It's great.
So I learned something new about it yesterday. At least I read that it's... So Wayland's Water World has the largest constrictor-style slide in the nation.
I don't even know what a constrictor-style slide is. What is that?
The constrictor slide is it's the orange slide that we have.
Gives you a wedgie or something?
No, it's pretty fast. It kind of has sharp corners.
Oh,
so
okay.
So for it to be in that tall, it's one of the fastest ones and the biggest ones.
Okay.
Just because it's usually shorter because it's got really sharp corners and they want to end the slide quick, but it's kind of when you're coming out, it's coming out fast. And it's great. It's a blast.
So did Kimberly take a drive? Mm-hmm.
No, not yet, but, you know, we do open tomorrow, though.
When you got a 17-year-old son who, like, doesn't like to leave the house very often, I have to tell you, I was telling Rafi, I said, it's one of the few places I'm like, hey, Peyton, we're going to the Fun Factory, and he's like, just a minute, get my shoes on.
Oh, he likes it.
Oh, he loves it. He mm-hmm. loves it. We go as a family on a regular basis.
For what? Pizza and pinball?
Well, sometimes.
Not pinball, more electronic games.
Well, but the water park is great, and I love that I can, like, float around the lazy river, and I don't have a little anymore, but I have discovered that you can sit at the bar and watch the little kids get dumped with a bucket of water, which would be great if I did have little ones, but sometimes we go to the arcade, sometimes we play mini golf. Haven't tried out the bumper boats yet. We did mention that. The go-karts are fun. We do something different every time we go. There's just so much to do there.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a lot to do for all ages.
And on the games and thing, was it designed for the kids to collect tickets like they do at a Peter Piper Pizza or something? Do you still do that? Or
when they first had it set up, it was all by ticket.
Okay.
Obviously, new technology, now it's all on the card.
All right.
So your points and your...
So there's still a little, play enough games, you get a prize type stuff.
Absolutely. You play enough, you earn enough
kids,
points.
The kids love that stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, we used to take the kids there and have some pizza or something and do all that.
You know, and that's what we love most about it. I mean, we love hearing things of, oh, you know, my family had a blast. And
yeah. Mm-hmm.
that makes us happy on the inside. We, you know, we achieved something that day. So that's kind of our happiness is when people walk out of the door happy, you know.
I would say, Russ, what do you mean the kids? You were probably hoarding all the tickets, weren't you? I know it.
Well, I needed those rubber men thing that hung on the keychain.
You know, it's great. We do have them.
You can't
have them.
Have them.
We do have them.
We don't have enough of those. We got a collection.
He's been to one too many arcades.
Well, and I've got a 4-year-old granddaughter now that is just thrilled with that kind of activity. And we haven't made it out to that location. She just turned 4 the other day, but... I know in town there's the Chuck E. Cheese, the Peter Piper Pizza, which they don't really have water there. I mean, unless it's in a glass.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And I know, and she's old enough now and would love.
Okay.
Would love that. I need to find a way to get over there and test your equipment.
Well, we do have. You guys could be both the testers. give her a chance as well. We do have a lot that we could do. Like I said, it isn't meant for all ages. I mean, even for even if she's not tall enough for a go-kart, but she can ride as a passenger to get really the feeling of the go-kart.
Yeah. Is that acceptable?
Oh, absolutely. We do have a double-seater go-kart.
Oh, God, I'm so in. You didn't have a double-seater when I was there.
Yeah, no. The double-seater is actually when we first took over. They're one of the newer carts.
Okay.
There were some of them that were not operating. We just get them all to operate. But now we do. We have a six double go-kart that we operate with, but it's... Again, we go matter of height. If your legs are flat on the pedals, you can ride, and you can put a passenger with.
All right.
So.
She's shorter than me.
Yeah.
For now.
For now.
Yeah.
For now.
You need to take a break.
We're going to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU. If you ever get
annoyed, grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. This set is made from USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you'll look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath, two hand towels, and two washcloths, typically retailing for $109.99. For a limited time, you can get this set for the low price of just $39.99 with promo code ELDORADO. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials to get this insanely low price of $39.99 on the towel set. You'll find deep discounts on other MyPillow products as well. Enter promo code ELDORADO or call 800-844-0483 for these great radio specials. Remember to use the promo code ELDORADO or go online now to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials and use the promo code ELDORADO.
Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. And before we get back to all the fun stuff out at Wayland's Water World and the Fun Factory, do have a couple announcements for the Chamber. Everybody kind of knows at this point we did bring back our in-person event, so please join us for Good Morning Yuma. That is going to be on August 12th. Our next mixer is actually today. Unfortunately, it's too late to register for today, but we did bring them back every month. They're the fourth Wednesday of every month, and the next one's going to be at AEA Federal Credit Union in August, so we hope you'll join us for that. But what I really want to invite everybody out to is we will be bringing back the Community Expo and Taste of Yuma. That is going to be on Saturday, September 11th at the Civic Center. We have over 100 booths planned. So we'd love to have the community come out. There is no fee for the community to come out, visit the booth. We're going to have some great raffle prizes. We're going to have Taste of Yuma where everybody can try out just kind of a tasting size from local restaurants, different food. We're looking to have a children's area so that the kids have a place to play, but parents also can look at some facilities like preschools, things like that, that they might need for their kids. And then we also are going to have the Hall of Heroes where we have the first responders will have booths set up. So it's really going to be a great day. It's only going to be for 4 hours from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on September 11th, but we hope the community will come out, join us, check out all the great things that our local businesses are offering, have some fun with the kids, try out some of our local restaurants, and just make a great morning of it. Also, on December 11th, we will be having the Driving Business in Yuma Golf Tournament. Same thing, we'll have a little bit of an expo there, but that one is mainly a networking and fun day. You don't have to be a great golfer when it's a scramble. For those that don't know what a scramble is, basically use best ball. I was surprised at the number of people when I said it's a scramble, didn't know what that is, but basically just make sure that you have one golfer on your foursome and you'll be good to go, because for the most part, you'll just use their ball. There are some other rules in that, but it's just a fun day, you know, for everybody. And with that, let's get back to more fun with Wayland's Water World and the Fun Factory. We, of course, have Russ Clark here in the studio with us. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
And Rafi Asmar from the Fun Factory and Wayland's Water World. Good morning, Rafi.
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. So do you golf? That just made me think of that.
not really. No?
Mini golf?
No.
No, not mini golf either?
He owns Wayland's Water World. Why would he golf?
Because he's got mini golf there. That's why I asked about the mini golf. Have you been to the mini golf courses there?
I've never.
The Fun Factory?
I haven't played it there. I haven't played it that, you know, putt or mini golf or anything in a lot of years.
It's so fun. And it's all Yuma themed.
Yuma themed. It does have a couple things that are a part of Yuma that are. It's a nice attraction to really check out and walk around. It's got very nice scenery within itself.
I've been to the bar rafting.
But there's even little ocean-to-ocean bridges.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I need to get over there.
Yeah.
It's absolutely darling.
We are looking for testers as well.
I need a tester. And I'll test your bar again, too, but... I remember it was the first time I've been to one that had a frozen strip of metal across in front of it where, you know, you could put your drink on and keep it cold.
Absolutely. It's a nice bar.
It's really well built. I really enjoyed
it. It is. It's very unique how they had it set up.
Yeah. And you didn't tear that out. You left that
no,
in.
No,
that was a nice feature. That was good.
No, definitely had to stay.
I tested the bar stools.
Pretty much. And the go-kart.
Yeah,
there you go. So speaking of the bar, I was like peeking at this. I don't know what this is. So Bar Beats Bingo.
Yeah.
So how exactly? So this is coming up this weekend, right?
Correct.
July 30th and 31st. What is it?
So we have a game show host, actually. He comes out kind of periodically once a month. And it's he does like Bar
Bob
Bingo.
Barker or something?
Yeah, I know.
He does like
Wayne Brady.
He does Bar Bingo and like Family Feud, and but he incorporates it with you know, the fun of the bar. Play some music, like name that tune. It kind of gets people in the hype of just being there. It's free to play. You know, people are just hanging out, eating, and
mm-hmm.
he just comes in and kind of just does his thing, and you don't have to put in anything. At the end of it, you get a chance to win. So it's free to play, and you get the chance to win some, you know, money off your bill or something.
Or some nachos.
So, a lot of people play. A lot of people love it. And a lot of people do come for it. He is pretty fun. He does keep the crowd going. And it's just kind of, it's a mixture of games. You know, with music, with the house music, and he gets everybody,
that,
you know.
That sounds interesting. Now, is he a local guy, comes out of California or something?
No, he actually comes out of Phoenix.
Comes out of
Buckeye.
Phoenix.
Yes. He does come out of there. Our partners, we do have other businesses out there in Tonopah, Phoenix, Buckeye area.
All right.
And that's where he used to do his shows. And then, you know, we spoke to him, met him there, and then he comes out here personally for his own factory once a month. So
it sounds interesting. I mean, I think I'd like to go by and see that and just see.
Oh, man, it's a lot of fun.
He does.
This Friday and Saturday from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And both days is so different, but he's great. He's great. I can't lie. He is pretty fun.
Okay, so he's developed a business of entertaining in areas like yours.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
awesome.
Oh yeah, he's great. He does work.
It's innovative, I guess.
Oh yeah, you know, like, absolutely. And it's pretty fun.
I used to go there for football.
Mm-hmm.
Type deals, and I think that was coordinated through the station here one time or something. I know that maybe that's how I got into it, but you know, just help out with that. Jay Walker used to do it too, and I used to be with him. From the station.
Believe it or not, you brought it up. We did get the football package this year. We didn't have it last year, mm-hmm. but this year we did get it. And mm-hmm. aside from everything, I've been trying to work with something with Jay Walker. But it's kind of all up to him.
Is Jay Walker still alive?
Yeah, he's
yeah, okay. Yeah,
yeah. He's been back and forth. He's been a little bit busy.
Yeah, he's been in Oregon. And stuff.
Oh yeah,
he's been doing other business ventures and stuff.
Absolutely, and stuff. He's a great guy.
Yes, he is.
I'm pretty sure you met him.
Oh gosh, yes, he's good.
Great guy. But trying to see if we can bring in that, you know, football back into defense.
The other thing I would caution you on Jay Walker, and don't put this out on the air or anything, but he's a Washington fan. I got that problem.
No, that's not a problem.
It's not a problem?
That's
okay.
Not a problem.
All right. as long as you're forewarned.
Oh, man.
But that used to bring in a lot of people, too, because it would be additional opportunities to engage in not betting, but trivia and stuff, football and stuff, and Jay Walker did a good job with all that.
I'm trying to see if we can plan something out to work, mm-hmm. you know, side by side with that, and I'd love to. Like I said, I've met the guy personally, and I really love the personality. Great, you know, great guy, and very fun to be around with. So we'll see what we can plan out for this year, but we do have the football package going on this year.
And you had a very big screen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For that kind of stuff, and
correct.
It's the right atmosphere because it's picnic tables almost,
absolutely.
Type stuff, and next to the bar.
Oh yeah, I mean, we're the way to dine is
it's all in the same area. A bunch of TVs around, and
right.
wherever you kick back, you got a screen. But like I said, it's right by the bar. So
it's festive.
Your favorite thing.
Yeah.
And you do a lot of giving back to the community as well, I've noticed. Especially, well, I went to the Week in Paradise at Amberley's Place. I was at the water park, and I know that you've done a lot of recently discounts for first responders, for educators. Is that relatively new? Is that something you've brought in?
Well, we do, as much as we can, we will work back with the community. We did work with Amberley's Place a couple of times, and there's a lot more of it. It's just a matter of coordination, setups, and we're all in it for the community. When we first moved out here to Yuma, and I mean, we moved. I come from a whole different state. And moving out here, we're all in it for I mean, especially Yuma. We're basically part of the family. And, you know, we feel like Yuma is our family as well. So we will do as much as we can, absolutely. And nothing obviously in guarantees or in time, but a plan comes up and an event comes up, and we'll definitely work with back to the community. We do have a lot of the community events. They do come. They do set up relatively big ones. They do set up with us, and we're very glad about that. So.
So where are you from? I'm curious.
I'm
not from here either. So.
I'm actually from Michigan.
Okay.
I moved out here from Michigan. Yeah. That did come from a whole different state.
Man.
That's okay. Yeah. I come from Illinois, so it's all good. My husband lived in Michigan when I met him. So.
Oh, it's like a couple inches away from Canada.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly what it is. I mean, we used to drive out to Canada all the time, but no. I mean, I'm glad where we came. I'm very happy with this place. We do live here now.
How long did you move here?
It was November when we first pulled it.
Okay.
In 2019.
So you came down here for this opportunity.
Absolutely.
All right, well, I have a question here from one of your competitors.
Oh, dear.
It says, how are you going to manage competition from SeaWorld San Diego and Six Flags Texas?
How we manage the competition?
Yeah. And I've got some suggestions. You don't have to answer it. But
yeah.
I think you and I go kidnap Shamu one night. You know, I think they did that on South Park one time. Yeah,
they did.
And we could put it in the wave pool.
Right.
You're building, you know.
That would be
an attraction they don't have in SeaWorld. And if
not
they do, we wouldn't have it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, we would take that right away from them.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So
fortunately, that won't be happening. In reality,
that's a different scale.
It is. It's a different scale. For myself, I don't consider it more of a competition. I consider it as a vacation place.
No, I need you to change that attitude.
Well, they're not around the corner.
We need to go after this guy with daggers.
Well, there we go.
No, unfortunately not. But we do. There, it's a whole different scale, like I said. And when people come out here, they're coming to see what it is and something to go back and forth to that is, you know, not too far from them. A lot of these places are more, like I said, it's more of a destination place. So they take them a while to you know, wrap up everything and, you know, get them on the car and let's head out there. And now we got this whole 2-3 hour drive. But it really depends. I mean, we do get people from North Central that, I mean, they do come by, or even some people that come from San Diego.
And amazingly, and people don't believe this probably, but a lot of people vacation from San Diego to Yuma.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Most of the homes purchased in out of Martinez Lake and Californians.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
A lot of them.
And that's kind of hard for people to believe. Like, nothing comes in here because people live in Yuma. Sometimes get a negative attitude, like we're such a non-destination location. Not true. Between the river and the sand dunes, particularly. There's a lot of attractions that bring people. Do you see yourself partnering with anything else other than that that's off premises, off your footprint, to partnering with people that may want to do the dunes and add this to the package, or river issues, things on the river that would want to add this to the package?
But honestly, Ross, it really depends. It really depends what how it's approached, how it's taken care of, and how it gets handled. I don't see why not. We're kind of optimistic ourselves. We're curious ourselves, and we love trying things. It doesn't hurt to try. If you don't try, then you will never know. So we kind of
it really depends on the scenario or the what we're going, what bridges we have to cross in order to be able to do stuff like that. We don't mind.
Break.
Okay, break. Time for another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Returns to normal. Our worries have not disappeared, but evolved. Cal Hope offers free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 1-833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they believe they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. Visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com and find out why investors switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
When facing a life-limiting illness, choosing the right hospice provider can be confusing. Not all hospices are the same. When patients are just a number or a dollar sign, care just isn't what it should be. At Hospice of Yuma, their focus is on you. As the area's only nonprofit hospice provider, their mission is to serve and ensure that every patient and family gets the best care and support. Choose Hospice of Yuma for you and the care of your loved ones. To receive the best hospice service in Yuma County, call Hospice of Yuma at 343-2222.
Hi, my name is Mark Hansberger with Hansberger Refrigeration, and we've teamed up with Lennox for the Feel of Love campaign. Simply go to feelolove.com where you can nominate a neighbor or a friend who is in need of new HVAC equipment. Go to feelolove.com now for all the info.
Back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU. Chamber Chatter is being brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, in the studio with us, we have Ross Clark.
Good morning.
He has a microphone today, as everybody's heard, I'm sure. and we are talking about some fun stuff, the Fun Factory in Wayland's Water World. And we are here with Rafi Asmar. Good morning, Rafi.
Good morning.
Good morning. And so we were just talking about like partnering with different things and making it more of a destination. So we already have people coming from, I know that people come to Yuma, clearly.
We actually just hired a new guy to head up Visit Yuma.
Yeah, we did.
An organization of, trying to get people to come to Yuma to spend time here for not just having fun, but also for events.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. They do have a, what do you call it? Don't they have a newspaper? Or
who, Yuma?
Visit Yuma.
They might have flyers
and
stuff.
Flyers. I've heard of them.
And they have mailers they put out and things.
Mm-hmm.
They
promote. Yeah.
Destination Yuma. They do.
Okay.
Well, and I know that you're on their website. I mean, I know that the Fun Factory in Wayland, because I was looking up stuff.
I want to know. Thanks. I just want you to know, Rafi. Thanks to this show, you've developed a new enemy that I would be afraid of, and I just want to let you know.
That's funny.
Madison, who is 11, said that she needs to crush you. She's Edward's.
Oh, that's funny.
Edward's daughter.
Okay.
She took great offense to stealing Shamu, I think.
Oh, dear.
I told you it's a bad idea. Told you it's a bad idea.
You're in now. I think there's no choice but to...
keep him there?
We need to get ready for the onslaught. I mean, it's coming.
Oh, yeah. We're ready.
Corporate raiders looking at you. So.
Oh dear. I think we need to stay away from that controversy anyway. We'll deal with that.
That just makes it fun to get up in the morning.
Oh, sure. So do you find, I'm just curious, because he kind of talked earlier about your target market and everything. Do you find that it's more families, more teenagers, more out-of-towners, more locals? Do you know what you're...
We don't really have an exact on a lot of... like, for the water park season, we do... It's all mixed.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, winter season, we do get a lot of winter birds. We do get a lot of people that come in for just the attractions themselves. As of now, it's more of families, birthday parties. We do have a bigger portion-sized area that...
So
you know,
I can have my birthday
bigger
there?
Party. Oh, absolutely.
You're going to have another one?
Well, I try not to, but the alternative isn't good, so...
No, we do. We can host a bigger birthday parties. We do get a lot of events like that that do parties with us. So I would say more friends and family based than really targeting a certain, you know, teenagers or kind of everybody just comes in, you know. Thankfully, you get people of fives or tens, you know. It's rarely that they come in one or two. Yeah. But some people do come in for the bar, so and
see,
we're definitely okay with it.
I can have an adult birthday there. There's a bar.
No, there is.
And there's an ice bar on the bar.
But it's also kid friendly, so that's a great combination.
Oh yeah.
Do I babysit?
Oh, there's always something to do for everyone. I mean, you could be at the bar while they're playing arcade, or you know, they're doing the go karts or mini golf. There's always something to do. So.
Yeah, and Robbie, I am going to bring my 4-year-old granddaughter, who has not experienced it yet. She'll think Grandpa's a hero to find that.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I'll tell her you and I got together and we built it for her.
Oh,
all right.
Sure.
I'm all in. I'm all in.
Yeah, I'm all in. So, I'm all in. Just
what are we building though, Ross?
I just want you to know that Madison has already leased the hounds.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Samu's is still there. He's still there.
Well, the only thing advice I give you is duck.
There we go. So is there a separate place for birthday parties?
Not really. It's within the dining area.
Okay.
It can be size 10 to 100. There, you just bring them in, you make a reservation, and you get the time, the frame that you're looking for, and we kind of work with it. It does hold the space. So, and... It's great. It's fun. It's, you know, you get everybody doing all the different attractions, all in different times, and you know, everybody's happy and everyone's enjoying it. And you get the families, you know, the grown-ups are sitting at the table and they're drinking, and you know, okay, yeah, go ahead, go do this and go do that, and it's great. It's like I said, no matter what the age is you could do a birthday party there. We do get them, and it's always fun. It's always fun.
I'm excited about your desire to expand and to make it a more of a complete campus.
Absolutely.
To where, you know, you could stay there for 3 days.
I mean, Ross, we came out here to with a goal and, you know, something to really push forward with Yuma. And, you know, Yuma, like I said, it's more of family-based. So what they've given us is it's only right if we just give back. And by that way, we're willing to expand. And it does take time and it does take a lot. And we're totally okay with that.
Yeah, none of these are small projects.
Correct.
Right.
So it's just a matter of time, and if they're patient with us, then we're doing them definitely.
We talked about a lot of things that it is, you know, as far as opportunities for many different people. So if I'm out explaining it and I only have a sentence to explain what C Fun Factory is, what do I tell them in a very short sentence, because I can't include, it's like saying Disney World. I can't tell everything that Disney World has. You know, I only got a short time. What would I tell them?
Well, I don't know how you would break it down to shortness, but it's like, I mean, to me, what I say, there's multiple different attractions at Z-Fun, and there's a whole water park down at the water, I mean, down at the water park.
And I know we've been dancing around, the target is you're a family guy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then at least that's what I get. It's about families, because a lot of it's dedicated to children activities.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But it doesn't ignore the adults. It has to endure the children.
No. No. The upside to it, I said, is they're out there having fun while you're relaxing as well.
Okay.
No babysitter needed.
Well, see, that's one thing about the football. You know, you can sit and watch the game. while the kids are over at the arcade, or if they're old enough, you know, out playing mini golf and and actually sit and watch the game.
How many people in Yuma have never been to Z Fun Factor?
How many people?
And what do you think? You think half the population has been there once?
I can't. I mean, with our time, when we've taken over, or are you asking in total?
Yeah, I'm talking in total.
Oh, you're talking in total?
I bet most people don't know. I bet it's not even half that have been there.
Really?
I think you've
got opportunities. I don't think it's well understood exactly what it is.
I'll tell you this. We do get a lot of people that do come in through the doors, and they're like in shock. They're like, oh, well, we thought this was a water park.
Same. And then you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't, because it's talked about the water part of it, but I bet most people would be like that. If you ask people in the streets, or you got together a group to ask, what do you know, what can you tell me about it, I'll bet they would not really hit on what you're trying to make it.
Absolutely. Because they do, like I said, when you said as well, is, you know, they pick up the phone and it's just a water park. And
yeah.
That's what they only aim for, but when they walk in, they see the other attraction.
Well, and I think that's what's been pushed and marketed mostly.
Absolutely.
Has been the water park.
Correct.
And the water park wasn't it wasn't there when they first opened.
Oh, no, no.
You know, it was more of a restaurant and the kids' attraction.
Correct.
You know, with the different games and things. Because it added like a Peter Piper pizza type attitude on parts of it, as well as a regular restaurant.
Correct.
They were, you know, they're separate, although they're all open to where you can see each other. But it's separate parts, and then with the bar and the other stuff that goes on, the outdoor seating was always available, and all that, and the go-karts were early on, and all that stuff. But it kind of morphed into just water park in most people's minds.
Oh yeah, it did.
And I think it's a disservice to what you're trying to accomplish.
Oh, it is, but in a way, the water park is only open seasonal.
Yeah.
The Z Fun Factor is open year-round.
But I don't think most people even think of you once the water park's closed for the season. I don't think they probably think, well, when do they open again? But you've never closed.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to change that. I mean, that's our goal. And
I'm just
maybe Shamu will help out.
Well, once we get that, but I understand there's additional guards on Shamu right now. I don't know. And I'm going to have to watch that South Park episode again, see how they did it. But
I'm curious, is the footprint of the Fun Factory as big as the footprint of the water park? Because it seems just as big.
It really depends if you're putting the go-karts, the mini golf, and the building itself. It can kind of come to up to the same size.
Mm-hmm.
But not as equivalent at the same time.
In
a way, it is when you kind of mesh them all up together. In a way, but it's still not the same size as the water. The water park is pretty big.
It's huge. It's just in comparison, walking around, like going all the way over, like where the batting cages are, and there's two mini golf courses, not just one.
Correct.
And the boats and the go karts and the arcade and the restaurant is huge.
Oh, absolutely. It is like I said. It's fairly equivalent big when combining all of them together. But still not as big as the water park itself. So.
And if you're looking for a workout, there's a lot of stairs in between the two discovered.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stairs.
No problems with lifeguards? There are tons to hire?
There's always to hire. We did the difficulty we had when we first opened up the water park was the difficulty of not being understaffed through that. But we did...
Oh, I was going to say, Phyllis doesn't even know where you're located. You better get that in before I get to turn you off there. Where are you located?
We're located on 4446 East County 10th Street in Yuma, Arizona, obviously.
And of course, on your way to the foothills, it's on the left-hand side.
That is correct.
What exit? I mean, you get off of the Araby exit or...
3E.
It's between there. It's
correct.
Between 3E and Araby.
Absolutely.
And it's on the north side of the highway.
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
All right.
And what hours are you open right now, real quick?
We're open for the water park. We're open from 11 to 7, Thursday through Sunday. And the Z Fun is open Thursday through Sunday from 12 to 10.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming in today. I love going there, and I hope a lot more people head out there now that they know more about it.
Thank you, guys.
You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
The show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU